Welcome to the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. My name is Salma, and I'm here to share all the tips and tricks that I have learned about building a business on social media. I'm here to share exactly how I built my health coaching business in 6 months and how I sold out my one-on-one program when I had actually less than 500 followers. I'm here to drop literally all the tips and tricks without the fluff so that you could build your brand and scale in no time. I look forward to seeing you on the inside. As business owners, I feel like, you know, we either hate sales or, you know, we're really good at it and our business is thriving. But, you know, if we're not good at sales, we do not have a successful business. So in this episode, I want to talk about how to go from like literally barfing at the sound of sales or, well, to going to just like thriving and being so good at it. Your business is booming because sales aren't scary. It's just what you do to have this as a full-time income. So let's talk about it, because how you feel about sales shows in your sales. Like, you go look back to all your sales calls, and if you do not like sales, you will see that you are getting more objections, you know, you're not selling as much, it takes longer, there's just some sort of resistance there. And if you're struggling, it's because you doubt yourself or your offer or your ability to close the deal with confidence, you know. And maybe you've realized by now that if you can't sell, then you can't help people transform their lives or, you know, whatever it is that the reason to why you started your business. And that's like a lose-lose situation. So let me walk you through the 5 laws of selling that you need to know. Number 1 is the law of authenticity. You are the main unique identifier for your business. So really embrace yourself, embrace your personality. This is what takes sales from being stiff and slimy to being easy, fun, and profit producing. Because I truly believe, like, especially if you're an entrepreneur and, you know, you're a service-based provider, your business is a mirror of who you are as a person, and your brand is you. And if you're not showing that on your sales calls and they can't see who you are as a coach or who you are as a person, it's going to be harder to sell your product, sell your brand, because it's going to sound like you're reading from a script, even if you're not. It's very robotic. But the moment that you really show your true colors, why you started this business, there's passion there, it's just so much easier. Number 2 is the law of value. So the truth is, people will only buy what will benefit them. Like, listen to that again. People will only buy what benefits them. We only buy phones that we feel like would be a good fit for our life. We only buy clothes that we feel we would wear and we could see ourselves wearing. You know, they have to know why or how what you are selling will create the results that they are craving and that they want and need. And if you fail to explain this or show this or help them imagine this, of course you'll fail to sell. So I always tell people to sell the value of your product, the value of your services. How is what you are selling going to impact their life? How is after working with you, how is their life going to be changed forever? Number 3 is the law of influence. So if your audience trusts you, they'll look for you to be the answer to their problems. And that's influential power. So it's really being the authority, showing them, like, yeah, it's not a you versus me, but you need me because I have the solution to your power. So always prioritize helping someone to make the best decision for themselves, even if that means them not paying you. I've gotten on a few sales calls where I have been the authority. I have sold them on value. But I understood that my services were not the best fit for them. But I still stood my ground as the authority and showed them the better path for them. And I've been thanked for that. I've literally told them, I'm sorry, this is not a good fit for you, but here's a better fit instead. Number 4 is the law of compensation. So value comes with a price tag. So to put it really simply, you get what you pay for. And if you want someone to pay you a high ticket price point, you have to be sure to be giving them a high level of value, a high level of results, and a high ticket experience. I always tell people, don't look at other people's prices and try to price your services or your products to be the same. You have to really sit down with yourself and understand, is what I'm selling actually worth this price? Is it worth less? Is it worth more? How much time did I put into it? How much of a price tag can I put on the results that they will be getting? You know, and if you want to go back and listen to the episode of how I like to choose, you know, when I know it's a good fit for me to invest in myself, it's I always compare, even when I'm investing in myself, am I going to get, you know, $5,000 worth of results if I pay $5,000 to this coach? And that's exactly what you should be asking yourself when you're selling someone. Are they going to be getting $1,500 worth of results after working with me? Oh, they're not? Maybe I should lower my price. Oh, they'll be getting more than that? Maybe I could increase my price. Number five is the law of reciprocating. So I always believe that you should be giving more than you hope to receive, and you'll always receive more than you need. So I like to think about it this way. If you give enough value, people naturally need to give it back by referring a friend, by sharing your content, or even by signing up to work with you. So again, that goes to law number two, the law of value. The more you give, the more you're going to receive. And I feel like sometimes that gets so lost in translation in sales that we're just trying to receive, get my paycheck, get on with it. But we're not giving enough. We're not giving enough value. We're not giving, enough hope. We're not selling them on their dream that they're trying to achieve, which is why you're not getting anything back. And if you give enough value, like I've had people who literally had such a great experience in my program where they've told three or four of their friends. And that's because I'm just like throwing value their way. I want to give. And then in return, of course, the universe is going to send it all back. So think about these five laws because it will change your mindset around sales. And of course, it will change your outcomes as well. You just finished listening to an episode on the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. And if you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to leave me a review on iTunes for the chance to win a $20 Starbucks gift card on me. And just be sure to share it with your friends on social media and tag me at @_SalmaAziz on Instagram. Now, if you want some more value thrown your way, head over to my private community on Facebook called Build Your Business on Instagram so that you could connect with other entrepreneurs who are literally striving towards the same goal as you. I can't wait to see you on the inside, and thank you so much for listening to today's episode.